sure do love Jesus, boy howdy.
Oh, preach.
That's what he's doing. He's a preacher.
Preach it.
One time there was a footprint. Then there was another footprint. And then, wait, I'm all screwed up.
Amen.
Praise be.
But our religion here ain't all about footprints. Now I'm here to tell you about the devil's playthings.
Idle hands?
No, that's apocryphal.
Plant-based purger patties?
No, but you're on the right direction.
Well, I just can't take the suspense.
Just tell us.
I'm gonna have an aneurysm and die if you don't tell me.
Pancakes.
Oh, Lordy. Lordy, he went there.
That's right, folks. Pancakes are the devil's plaything.
A powerful message.
Those decadent, dripping delights are not for us. No, not for the lambs of God.
Isn't that a band?
If you're wondering who invented pancakes, that would be Lucifer Morningstar. That's right, he made them to deceive us.
Oh, why are they sinful, preacher?
Virtue is like butter. Put it on a pancake and it slides right off. Now, if you put it in a waffle instead, that butter stays right in there.
Why did Satan make pancakes?
He knew that them decadent, scrumptious little treats, when eaten, led directly to the lake of fire.
Oh, the Bible definitely says this.
That's right, it does. That's right, amen.
Is this why you own your own waffle house there, Mr. Preacher Man?
Indubitably, I swear, I make tasty waffles so that nobody has any temptation to taste those sweet, sweet pancakes that the Satan done made.
Oh, but they are sweet.
How would you know? Al?
Alfred Wainsley III, have you tasted of the devil's flatbreads?
Yes, preacher, yes.
You better go and repent.
I repent. I laid down my satanic ways. No more will a pancake pass through these lips.
That ain't good enough, Alfred.
Not nearly. I can't believe we had a sinner in our midst.
Now, I'm gonna tell you right now, let he who is without sin cast the first egg yolk. Alfred, I have news for you, brother.
Can you help a wretched sinner like me?
I sure can.
Tell me what to do.
Sure, you just,
you say exactly what I need to do.
Well, come on.
And I'll do it.
You just...
If you tell me to throw my body in front of a school bus full of children barreling down the interstate, I won't think. I'll do it.
Alfred?
Yes?
Alfred, you just calm down now.
All right. What do I need to do?
Well, you just come on down and eat at my waffle house down the way every Sunday for the rest of your life.
Oh, praise and glory be.
Hallelujah, I'm saved.
That's right. Now, Al, don't you skimp on eating them waffles now.
Oh, I won't, preacher.
It's a marker of your faith. I don't want you buying from that dollar menu neither.
I'll buy the most expensive thing on the menu every time.
And don't you forget to tip your wait staff.
I'll tip them 20%.
Don't y'all ever forget now. The love Jesus, hate them pancakes, eat them waffles, my waffles. You know, them ones right down the road, you eat my waffles, nobody else's. Hallelujah!
I've been Rare Nadir with True Conspiracies. If you enjoyed unraveling this hoax with me, share it with a friend. Or you could subscribe to the channel, or leave us a review, or all three. Together, we will turn the sheeple into the people.